Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Intermediate English podcast. I'm Amanda, and I'm very happy to be here with my co-host today.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here with you, Amanda. I'm James. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm doing a million things at once, answering emails, drinking my coffee, planning my day, and listening to music.
Oh, I totally get that feeling, James. It's like you're super busy, but then, at the end of the day, you wonder, did I actually finish anything important?
Exactly. That's a feeling many of us can relate to, I think. We feel busy, but not productive.
It truly is, and that's exactly what we're talking about today. We're diving into a topic from daily life that impacts us all. Is multitasking actually making us less productive?
It's a great question. We'll explore if doing many things at once really helps us get more done, or if it has the opposite effect, perhaps even slowing us down.
Get ready to discover some surprising truths about how our brains work and how we can be truly effective in our daily lives. This is going to be an interesting one.
So, Amanda, let's start by clarifying what we mean when we talk about multitasking. What's the general idea people have about it?
Well, it's often seen as doing several tasks at the exact same time. For example, talking on the phone while you're typing an email, and maybe even drinking coffee. People imagine their brains can just handle everything together.
That's right. And many people, including myself sometimes, actually believe that being a good multitasker means you're efficient and productive. We think it's a valuable skill.
Absolutely. We've all seen job descriptions that ask for excellent multitaskers, haven't we? It makes us feel like we should be able to do it, and do it well.
Definitely. We might even try to watch a show, cook dinner, and check social media all at once to save time. It really feels like we're achieving more, doesn't it?
It really does. But here's the surprising truth. For most complex tasks, our brains don't actually do things simultaneously. They don't handle them all at the exact same moment.
What we call multitasking is often task switching. It means quickly moving our attention from one task to another and then back again. Your brain is not doing two things at once. It's just moving very fast between them.
Think about it like this. If you're writing an email and then immediately switch to reading a text message, your brain has to stop the email process in your mind.
Right. It has to load the text message, understand it, process it, and then your brain has to reload the email process again. This constant switching takes time and a lot of mental energy. It's not magic, it's just quick changes.
And this task switching has real consequences, doesn't it? What's one of the first problems you see, James, with this way of working?
Well, since our brains are constantly switching, one major problem is that our focus suffers. We simply can't dive deeply into one task, and this often leads to more mistakes because we're not giving anything our full attention.
That's so true. Have you ever made a silly error in an email because you were trying to do something else at the same time, like sending it to the wrong person or forgetting an attachment?
Oh, definitely. Or maybe burn something while cooking because you were distracted by your phone or another screen. It happens to me all the time. It's a classic example of focus suffering.
Exactly. The quality of our work can decrease significantly. When you're constantly splitting your attention, you're not doing your best work on any single thing.
And ironically, it can actually take more time to finish tasks because of the constant switching and refocusing. You spend valuable seconds restarting your brain for each task.
It really is an ironic twist, isn't it? It's not saving time, it's actually costing us time in the long run. Imagine trying to learn a new grammar rule for English while also listening to a podcast and checking your phone.
You probably won't fully understand the grammar, enjoy the podcast, or properly reply to your messages. You'll only get a little bit from each, and it will feel like a lot of effort for very little result.
Beyond just productivity, multitasking can also make us feel more stressed and mentally tired. Our brains are constantly working hard to manage all the switching, and that's exhausting.
Yes, it can lead to burnout. That feeling of being busy but not productive we talked about earlier often comes directly from this mental overload, this constant demand on our brains. It's not a sustainable way to work. So if multitasking isn't the answer to being more productive, what is? What's the opposite approach we should consider, Amanda?
The opposite is single-tasking, or sometimes it's called monotasking, simply focusing on one thing at a time. It sounds so simple, doesn't it?
It really does. But in our busy, digital world, where everything is calling for our attention, it can be quite challenging to focus on just one thing.
It can be. So, James, what are some practical tips our listeners can try to improve their focus and embrace single-tasking?
Here are a few quick tips listeners can try right away. First, try time blocking. This means dedicating a specific block of time, for example, 25 minutes, to only one task.
So for those 25 minutes, you might focus only on writing a report or only on studying English vocabulary without checking your phone or emails. That sounds powerful.
Exactly. And tip number two, remove distractions. This is crucial. Put your phone away, maybe even in another room if you can. Close unnecessary tabs on your computer browser or find a quiet space to work.
Yes, make it harder to switch tasks. If your phone isn't right next to you, you're less likely to grab it every few minutes. Out of sight, out of mind, right?
That's it. And tip number three, start with the most important task. If you do your most important work first without any distractions, you'll feel much more accomplished and productive when it's done.
It's about quality over quantity, isn't it? Doing one thing well is much better than trying to do five things poorly or finishing none of them completely. It's a mindset shift.
So, Amanda, to wrap up today's discussion and all the great points we've covered, what are the main takeaways for our listeners?
Well, the big message is this. While multitasking might feel efficient and productive, our brains are generally much better at single-tasking.
Trying to do too many things at once can actually lead to more errors in your work, lower quality results, and unfortunately, increased stress and mental fatigue for you.
Instead, we encourage you to try to focus on one task at a time. Actively remove distractions from your environment.
And try to block out dedicated time for your most important work. You might find you're not just busy, but truly productive and feeling much less stressed.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Language Learning Podcast. We really appreciate you listening.
We hope this helps you manage your daily life a bit more effectively and achieve your goals. See you next time.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.